Shalom Uvrecha to all. Welcome back to Torati Mecha Haftorah, the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Haaretz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah for Parshas B'Ha'aloscha. This comes from Sefer Zechariah. It actually goes from Zechariah Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Dalet through Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayim. Let me give you the overview of B'Ha'aloscha. It's a fascinating parsha, and a lot happens. An overview of some of the topics. First of all, the parsha begins with the menorah, the command to aren't to light the menorah, and a description of the menorah, and that's what ties into the haftorah. Like we will see, we also have Pesach Sheni and Parshas B'Ha'aloscha. We have the chatzotzot, the trumpets, the last command given at Har Sinai. The cloud lifts up, and the people journey for the first time in B'Ha'aloscha. We have Moshe's invitation to Yehoshua. We have a Yibin Sarah Aaron, Vayomer Moshe, Kum Hashem, Vayafutsuei Vecha, and then in Perikir Av, things begin to go downhill. We have the Misonanim, we have Eldon Amida, Misnabim Benachane, Yeshua Meis, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machis, as Yisrael Arts. There's a lot going on in this Parsha. At the very basic pshat, the connection is to the beginning of B'Ha'aloscha with the Haftorah, because I'm going to tell you the beginning of B'Ha'aloscha, Perikhas Pusuk Aleph, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer, Imba Midbar. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Deber al Aaron Vamar, to have speak to Aaron and say to him, when you light the lamps towards the face of the menorah, the seven lights shall cast their lamps. So the three branches on the right, the three branches on the left, the wicks, when lit, have to face the center shaft of the menorah. Aaron did so towards the face of the menorah. He kindled the lamps. I actually talk about that in my Sefer Abel. Rashi, Lagid Shivchash Aaron Shalosh Shina. Actually, in the conclusion of Abel, there's a very beautiful chiddush on that Rashi. Okay, Lamaisa, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vizem Maisa HaMenorah. This is the workmanship of the menorah. It is beaten from gold, from its base to its flower, beaten out. According to the image that Hashem showed Moshe, so he made the menorah. So when we go to the Nevuah of Zechariah, there's three main parts to the Haftorah. The Navi doesn't say there's three main parts. I'm saying there's three main parts. There's one, the vision of the redemption in Perek Beis of the Haftorah. Then two, in Perek Gimel, we have a vision of Yehoshua, the Kohen Gadol, standing before Hashem in dirty clothing, and then he gets new clothing, and then fine, that's Perek Gimel. And then in Perek Dalet, we have Zechariah the Navi, who has a vision of the menorah. These are the three main parts of the Haftorah. So let's begin to look. We're actually going to be focusing on the beginning of the Haftorah, and I'm going to suggest a connection to the Parsha that I think is powerful and hopeful and moving, and perhaps not immediately visible according to the level of the pshat. So how does the Haftorah begin? Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Zayin and Sefer Zechariah. Rani v'simchi bat Zion. Sing like Rina. Sing and rejoice, the daughters of Zion. Kihinin, daughter of Zion. Kihinin iba, because I am coming, meaning Hashem. V'shachanti b'socheich nu'um Hashem. And I will dwell in your midst, promises Hashem. This is a return. This is a promise of the return to the Shechina, to Yerushalayim, to dwell amongst us. Remember, at this time, Jerusalem is desolate, Steintel's Nevi'im, sparsely inhabited, surrounded by enemies. The necessity of Zechariah's call to the exiled Jews to return to the land of Israel from Bava cannot be overstated. In addition to issuing this call, the prophet sends words of reassurance and encouragement to the exiles in Bava. Listen to this gorgeous pasuk. Rani v'simchi bat Zion, rejoice and sing, the daughter of Zion. Ki hineni ba, I am coming, says Hashem. I am going to dwell in your midst, promises Hashem. V'nilvu goyim rabim al Hashem bayamu, and many nations will stream towards God on that day. V'hayuli la'am, and they will become my people. V'shachanti b'socheich, I will dwell in your midst. V'yadat ki Hashem tzavako shachani elayich. And Zechariah says, when this prophecy comes true, you will know that Hashem, the Lord of hosts, has sent me to you. V'nachal Hashem es Yehuda chelkal a'ad mas hakodesh. Hashem will restore the portion and the inheritance to Yehuda, Klal Yisrael, on his holy ground, Ubachar Od B'Yerushalayim. And once again, God will choose Jerusalem. Hash, kol basar mipnei Hashem. Hash, quiet all flesh before God. Ki ne'armim on kacho, because he is aroused, he is woken up from his holy abode. It's a promise, these beautiful psukim with which the Torah opens. And Parak, which is what I want to speak about. So I'm going to summarize for you what happens next. In Parak Gimel, there is a vision with Yehoshua. Okay, there's really three main characters in this Torah. There's Zechariah, who's the Navi, who's receiving the Nevuas. There's Yeshua, who is the Kohen Gadol. Remember, we're talking about the returnees from Bavel up to Eretz Yisrael in the days leading up to Binyan Bayis Sheni. And the new Kohen Gadol is Yehoshua. And then also we have Zerubbabel, who is from Beis David, who is a leader of the people. Zechariah is the prophet. Yehoshua is the Kohen Gadol. Zerubbabel is the leader of the people. And now, Perek Gimel, Zechariah says, he, meaning God, showed me in a prophetic vision, Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol, standing before a prosecuting, before an angel of God. And the prosecutor, the Satan, was standing next to Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol to accuse him. And Hashem said to the Satan, Yigar Hashem b'cha Satan, v'yigar Hashem b'cha b'cher b'sholayim, haloza u'mitzal me'ish. We say this in Kriya Shema Amita. Hashem chastised the Satan, and he says, you are being rebuked. Why are you accusing Yehoshua? He is an ember salvaged from the destruction. Yehoshua was wearing dirty clothing, which is a sign of contamination and filth. And the Mefarshim say that because his children in Bavel had married non-Jews, that is represented in the dirty, soiled clothing. Nevertheless, Hashem says, remove the soiled clothing from upon him and give him new clothing and dress him in clean garments and wrap a turban, the sign of the Kohen Gadol, on his head. They placed the turban upon his head and they dressed him in clean gold clothing, and the Malach Hashem was standing there, and the Malach Hashem testifies to Yehoshua and says, so says the Lord of hosts, if you go in my ways and you guard my guarding, if you go in my ways, if you keep my judgments, you guard my courtyard. So in other words, if you go in the ways of Torah and Halacha and do what you're supposed to do as a faithful, I will give you the ability to walk among these standing angels, stand in place, but you, Yehoshua, will be able to walk upright and walk in the path of Hashem. Listen up, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, you and your friends who sit before you. I'm in Pasuches. Anshei Mofis Heim. They are men of distinction. Kihinini Mevi as Abdi Tzemach. I promise that there will be a future, there will be a redeemer. I am bringing my servant Tzemach, like a sprouting. This is referring to Zerubbabel, the political leader of Yehuda at this time. And so, again, Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol is, the Satan's trying to accuse him. Hashem comes to his defense. He gets new clothing, a turban. He is anointed, so to speak, on this prophetic vision as the new Kohen Gadol. And he is told that the leader, the political leader of the people, Zerubbabel, is coming. And finally, in Perek Dalet, Psukim Av, through Zion, Zechariah describes a vision of a seven-branch candelabra. And there is olive oil growing. And he says to the angel, what is this? And the angel says, don't you know? And Hashem says, this menorah and these this oil and this light represents Zerubbabel. Very famous words here, actually. Lo bechayo velo bekoach kiim beruchi, amar Hashem Tzavakos. Zion and Yehuda and Yerushalayim will not be built with strength. They will not be built with armies. The menorah represents the light of God and the spirit of God. With my spirit, says Hashem Tzavakos, Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. Last pasuk of the Haftorah, Perek Dal Pasuk Zayin, mi ata har gadol lefnei Zerubbabel. It doesn't really mean a great mountain. Who are you, the great mountain, before my chosen leader, Zerubbabel? It's not a great mountain. It means the obstacles facing the people. Just like a great mountain would be an obstacle in your path. The people at this time face, faced political opposition from their enemies. They were financially difficult. Many of the exiles remained in Bavel. They had a lack of manpower. There was a challenge to return and return to rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. And Hashem says, this great mountain, i.e. these great obstacles, will be nothing before Zerubbabel. Lemishor, they will return into a plain, just like it's not hard to cross the plain, like it is to cross a mountain. The obstacles will be lowered down. Vehotzi es ha'aven harosha, the stone at the head symbolizes the completion, the keystone, the main stone. That's the word I'm looking for. The foundational stone is what I'm looking for. Of the Beit HaMikdash will be laid and will be built. Teshuos, chein, chein, lo. And the people will shout, shouts of joy with the redemption. So it's really a beautiful Haftorah that really describes the rejoicing, part one, and of the daughter of Tzion when the Shechina returns to Yerushalayim. The second part describes the restoration of the Kohuna Gedola, in this case through Yehoshua, the Kohen Gadol. And then finally, it describes the menorah, which represents the light of Hashem in the world, light of wisdom of Torah in the world, and the restoration of the Beit HaMikdash in the world. When the Beit HaMikdash will stand once again, the menorah will be there. So I want to suggest a connection to the Parsha beyond just the fact that the beginning of the Parsha is about the menorah, which it is. In Parak Yud, towards the end of Parak Yud, Vayomer Moshe, Parak Yud Pasuchov Tesh in Sefer Bamidbar, Vayomer Moshe Lechova Ben Ruel Hamidyani, Chosein Moshe, No Sima Nachnu El Hamakom, Asher Amar Hashem, O So Eitin Lechem, Lechai Tan of Eitavnu Lech, Ki Hashem Dibir Tov Al Yisrael. Moshe extends an invitation to his father, Na Yisrael, No Sima Nachnu, we are traveling to the place that Hashem said, to this land I will give to you. Come with us. Go with us. It will be good for you. Hashem has spoken good of Israel. Moshe says, No Sima Nachnu, Rashi, Thar Gid Pasuch of Tesim Bamidbar, Miyad. Moshe says to Yisrael, immediately we're going in. Ad Shlosha Yamim, here we go three again. Ad Shlosha Yamim Anu Nichnasin Larts. In 3 days we are entering the land. Shabimasa Zeharisha Nasu Aminosli Kones Larts Yisrael. Because in this first journey, they journeyed on the condition to enter into the land of Israel. But they sinned with the Misonanim, Perikir Aleph, all of their complaints, fish, free, we're crying, it's Hashem hates us. Umipnei Mashi Teif Moshe Atzmim. Why does Moshe say, No Sim Anachnu, we are journeying? We are journeying. Moshe's not going into Eretz Yisrael. Sha'adai no nigzra gzeira Aleph, ukesavur shahu nichnas. The gzeira was not yet decreed upon Moshe, and Moshe was so certain. He's going, Baloscha is the first time since Parshas Yisro. Yisro Mishpatim, Chumet Tzavik Tisa, Vayakot Pekudei. Most of Sefer Shmos. Vayikra Tzav Shmini Tezri, Metzorach, Hames Kadosh, Mamar Behu Bechul Kosai, Ala Vayikra. But Midbar Naso Baloscha, through the middle of Baloscha, the people have not left Har Sinai. Since they arrived there, last Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Finally, in the second year, on 20 Iyar, the cloud lifts up and they're journeying. You know where they're journeying? Well, there was Yetziat Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yamsuf, Matans, or where are we going? We're going to Eretz Yisrael. That's where we're going. Parshas Baloscha is the Parsha of triumph, the dream of Eves Yeschem El Aretz, the fifth Lashon of Gula. It's about to be realized. We're going into Eretz Yisrael. No Sima Nachnu, says Moshe. We're all going in. Come with us. It's going to be good for you. Hashem promised good. We're going to the land that is Tova Rechava. Don't you want to come? Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, in the 1950s, related the following. Moshe spoke of the final journey to the promised land. No waiting anymore. No ani mamim b'vias ha-mashiach. No need. No delays, no procrastination, no if. Right now. Present tense. No sima nachnu. All the promises will be fulfilled. Whenever I read this parsha, says the Rav, it affects me. There's something moving, touching in this parsha. Sometimes I want to cry. I have to control my tears. What is moving here is the simplicity with which the great Moshe, the master of all wise men, the father of all prophets, speaks. Grammatical first person, nosim. We are traveling. Anachnu, I'm including myself in them. Itanu, come with us. Imanu. What does it mean? Moshe was certain. There was not even a shadow of doubt in his mind. He's going to enter the promised land. He and the entire congregation would be classified as the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the Ba'ir. It's those who left Egypt and those who entered the land. He was sure. He was convinced he would see the Eretz Tova, the hills of Judea. He was sure he would climb the Mount of Levonan. There is no doubt at this time about his destiny. The whole operation, says the Rav, if successfully brought to a close, would have lasted several days. There is no need for Meraglim to explore the land, good or bad. Cities are open or fortified. What kind of population? There is no need. Intelligence work is necessary if man has doubts. This was pre-doubt. No sima nachnu. Quote, says the Rav, if that march had been realized, the Bias HaMashiach would have taken place right then. Moshe would have been the Mashiach. It's quite possible the Jews would have reached it, but they lost it. Moshe is not the Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach is not Moshe. And the distance in time between Moshe and Mashiach is long and far. Rashi says they miraculously traveled in one day, a distance of 3 days, because Hashem wanted to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. But when the people began to complain and weep, only a few psukim later, in the beginning of Perek Aleph, Moshe knew this is the end. He will never see Eretz Yisrael. Never. And how beautifully Chazal said later in Perek Aleph, El Dar Amida, Misnabim B'machaneh. What were El Dar Amida saying? What was the excitement? One short sentence. Moshe Mace. Moshe's going to die. Yoshua will take us into the land. Nosim anachnu. We are traveling. Will never come true. Moshe Meis will be buried in the Midbar. He will never see the beautiful land and the Levonon. And suddenly, Vayhi ben Soha Aaron, Vayomer Moshe, you have to look at the end of Perek Yod and Bamidbar. The ark lifts up, it begins to travel. You know why the ark lifts up to travel in Baal Oshcha? Because Moshe says, we're going into Eretz Yisrael. Vayhi ben Soha Aaron, the ark lifts up. But suddenly it loses its place. Why did it lose? The ark is traveling to where? Vayomer Moshe, Kum Hashem v'yafutzu eivecha. Moshe says, arise, O Lord. These are the last psukim of Perek Yod, Yod in our parsha. Because the enemies will scatter before the ark of Israel when we enter the land. But instead of the march, bringing them closer to Eretz Yisrael, v'yibin soa, Aaron was dislocated and displaced. The march took them away from Eretz Yisrael. And Jewish history became inverted. And it is still inverted. We cannot say nosim anachnu with the assurance with which Moshe said to Yeshua's father-in-law just 24 hours before. The Rav says, when I read this parsha, something in me is affected. It is touching. It is moving. I want to cry. I have to control my tears. The father of all prophets, Moshe, was certain he was going to enter the promised land. And not only was his destiny overturned, but the destiny of Am Yisrael. Moshe was not the Mashiach. Mashiach is not Moshe. That generation had to wander for 40 years till they all died out. And we are still wandering through all the lands of the world. The Arba Kanfas Arts until Mashiach Tzidkenu. So I was thinking that maybe there's a different connection of the Parsha to the Haftorah. Parshas Baal Oshcha is the Parsha of we're going into Eretz Yisrael. What happens if we go into Eretz Yisrael? The Mashiach was going to come. The Beit HaMikdash would be rebuilt. Would be built. We would do the Avodah. We would have a Kohen Gadol, Yeshua. We would have a political leader, Zerubbabel. We would have Nevi'im, Zechariah. We'll have the lighting of the menorah. And I really, it never occurred to me before preparing this shiur, but I think it's a very deep and powerful connection to the Parsha. The Haftorah is a vision of redemption. Rani v'simchi b'atzion, ki hinini ba v'shechanti b'sochechnu m'shem. Sing and be glad, the daughter of Tzion, because I'm coming. I will dwell in your midst, says God. And many nations will stream to God on this day. They will be my nation, and I will dwell in your midst, and you will know that I am the Lord of hosts. And Yehuda will once again be settled in their inheritance on their holy land. And God will once again choose the city of Jerusalem. And all flesh will be silenced before God because God has been aroused from his holy abode. Maybe that's the connection to Baal Oshcha. The journey to Eretz Yisrael, which was interrupted so rudely, which has never yet been fully realized. When we learn Baal Oshcha, we are fortified with the strength of the prophecy of Zechariah. He tells us that once again, Tzion will rejoice and sing. Once again, like Yehoshua and this Nevuah, we will have Kohanim Gedolim. And once again, the menorah will be lit. And the joy and the light of God and Torah will spread to the entire world. May we be zochet to see it. To complete the journey that the people started on the 20th year in year 2, the car of Mamish, and may this beautiful Nevuah of Zechariah come true in our day, in our time. Kol Tov, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Bezor Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.